Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've taken a verse from the Song of Solomon, chapter number 2, verse number 15. This is a phrase that most of us recognize, but it was taken from Scripture. The Bible says, "Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes." Of course, we're all familiar with that phrase, the little foxes that spoil the vines. We've been looking at some of those little foxes this week, some of those things that at first may not seem to be so significant and yet are certainly taking a toll upon the vine of our Christian lives. Well, we said on Monday, the little fox of faithfulness, 1 Corinthians 4:2. The Bible declares, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Yesterday we talked about the little fox of forgiveness, Ephesians 4:32. "And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Colossians 3:13 records a similar thought. Verse number 13 says, "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." So the little fox of faithfulness, the little fox of forgiveness, holding a quarrel or holding a grudge. And today we're in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22. Many people will recognize that verse as the verse of the fruit of the Spirit. The Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith," and the Bible says, "meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law." Well, today the little fox of fruitfulness. And of course, we are bearing fruit one way or another. We're bearing some sort of fruit. You know, ground, if you take bare ground and you leave it unattended, something will come up. There's going to be some kind of fruit. Now, it may be the fruit of briars, and it may be the fruit of thistles and thorns, but something will come up. And by the way, that type of fruit does not require much cultivation. In other words, it comes up on its own. But in order for us to have a fruitful ground, a fruitful area, then we have to cultivate, we have to fertilize, we have to sow and water, we have to weed and go through a maintenance process and procedure. And in order for us to have the fruit of the Spirit, the same is true. We must cultivate those things that the Spirit of God produces in us, and we must fight against those things that the fruit of the flesh would produce, and those things which come natural, to the natural man, to the old man, to the Adamic man. And so the little fox of fruitfulness. And there, I know some folks that they're saying, "Well, I'm not really bearing a lot of fruit, but yet, you know, I'm okay." Well, can I tell you that if you have a healthy fruit tree, then it's going to produce fruit. If you have a healthy vine, it's going to produce grapes. If you have a healthy garden, it's going to produce produce. And so the same thing is true. If you have a healthy spiritual life, there's going to be some fruit from it, and hopefully the desired fruit according to Scripture. And so what is hindering that? Well, just as we've outlined, the lack of attention, the lack of cultivation, letting something sit idle will produce briars and will produce bramble and all those sorts of things. As a matter of fact, the Lord told the children of Israel that he would not drive out the Canaanite all of a sudden, but he would drive them out little by little so that the briars would not overtake the barren ground or the untended ground. Father, we pray that you would help us today, Lord, to tend the gardens of our heart, and help us, I pray, to bring forth good fruit to the glory and honor of God. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.